Hello and welcome to this week's Start Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook, where we stop for a few minutes and start to reflect using a passage from Scripture. My name is Philip Dawson. Our experience meeting online during the lockdown has made us more aware of the impediments to speaking and listening brought about through dodgy sound engineering and lax microphone control. Can this experience help us to fulfill what St. Oscar Romero described as our calling to be microphones of God? Our Bible reading this week is that great proclamation of his Nazareth Manifesto at the start of the mission of Jesus, from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, beginning at verse 16. When he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read and was given the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." "You're on mute," a phrase we've heard with some regularity since the lockdown began, when people start speaking in online video calls without first turning on their microphone. Living in the basement of an old house with thick walls, I've grown used to having a poor Wi-Fi signal, but it still seems to come as a surprise when, usually while at my most witty or erudite, of course, a message pops up on screen saying, "You have an unstable connection," and I realise that only a fraction of what I've just said has been heard. After a few private messages between one or two people, it seems that someone will always pluck up the courage to establish the source of background noise, the radio or television blaring loudly in another room, which is making it impossible to concentrate on what's being said. By seeing whose microphone is hastily switched off, we can all tell who the culprit was, even if they're too ashamed to confess their lapse of microphone etiquette in public. It's somewhat harder, however, to address the thunderous interference as a star speaker or company chairman shuffles their papers over the microphone built into their laptop. Or perhaps, most embarrassing of all, the hot mic moments, no longer now the preserve of unfortunate politicians or celebrities, when speakers unwittingly share their most private thoughts with everyone via their open mics, the result of which is sometimes devastatingly funny, that can also be disastrously destructive. Over the past few years, we've become more aware of the impediments to speaking and listening brought about through dodgy sound engineering and lax microphone control. Can this experience help us to become more effective communicators of the good news of the gospel? 40 years before Zoom or Microsoft Teams had been invented, Oscar Romero said that we are all called to be microphones of God. Speaking after the destruction of the diocesan radio station in San Salvador by those who were threatened by the message of liberation and justice it proclaimed, he said, "We might be left without a radio station, but God's best microphone is Christ, and Christ's best microphone is the church, and the church is all of you. Let each one of you, in your own job, in your own vocation, live the faith intensely and feel that in your surroundings you are a true microphone of God our Lord." Archbishop, now Saint Oscar Romero, was such a microphone. On the evening of the 24th of March 1980, he was assassinated in a hospital chapel in San Salvador as he prepared to celebrate Mass. His life was taken because he amplified the voices of protest against rising poverty, social injustice, assassinations and torture, as those in power in El Salvador sacrificed the human rights of their countrymen in pursuit of their own economic success. He was not alone. Between 1968 and 79, it's estimated that 1,500 priests, nuns and lay people active in the church were arrested, kidnapped, interrogated, tortured, or assassinated for doing the same. Oscar Romero's last words prior to preparing the altar to celebrate the Mass encouraged those listening to bring justice and peace to our people. At 6:24 p.m. he was killed by a single gunshot. He sacrificed his life by acting as a microphone of God. Speaking at the Romero Trust anniversary service this week at St. Martin in the Fields, Edgardo Colon-Emeris, Dean of Duke Divinity School, asked us to use Scripture as the sound check for our baptismal promises to see if our microphones are working, whether we're effectively broadcasting God's word through our lives. Perhaps our experience meeting online over the past few years provides a helpful diagnostic tool in this regard. Using Scripture as our sound check, we might find we've been on permanent mute, either speaking so loudly that we're unaware of those crying in our face that they can't hear us, or maybe we feel we haven't found our own voice and have been too afraid to turn on our microphones at all. Are we suffering from a dodgy connection, not properly attuned to those with whom we're speaking, so they hear only every other word of the good news? Or not properly attuned to the word of God, so we fail to hear it in the first place? It may be there's so much going on around us that all anyone can hear is the background noise of our lives, the word of God present, but drowned out. Or perhaps people are put off by our hot mic moments, when after proclaiming the gospel outwardly, we're overheard in private doing quite the reverse. Using the Bible as our sound check and drawing on our experience during the lockdown, may we, who have received the Spirit of the Lord, become more effective microphones of God, proclaiming His word of justice and peace, so that Scripture may be fulfilled in the hearing of all the world. Let us pray. Almighty God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you have allowed us to communicate freely with you. Help us to be moved by your word amidst the static of our daily lives. May we learn to use Scripture as our sound check, not to be mute to the suffering and injustice we see around us, but seek out and amplify the voices of the marginalized and oppressed. Open our lives that we might live and breathe your word, not say one thing and do another. Grant us the courage to find our own voice with which to proclaim your peace, your truth, and your love to the world, that we might all become microphones of God. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for this week's Start Stop Reflection, and we'll be back with another reflection next week. The Romero Trust anniversary service can be viewed in full online on the St. Martin in the Fields website. Our Start Stop Reflections will be returning in person during Holy Week. Do join us in church on Tuesday the 12th, Wednesday the 13th and Thursday the 14th of April, anytime from 7:45 a.m. until 9 a.m. 10-minute reflections will be repeated each quarter hour. All details are on our website, ststephenwalbrook.net. I hope you have a wonderful week.